Hello, hello, and welcome to Mindset and Money, the show for women entrepreneurs and business owners who are ready to step into their next. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and I am on a mission to inspire, educate, and motivate women entrepreneurs who are ready to move forward and no longer hold themselves back as they up-level their mindset and their money.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Mindset and Money, another edition for that entrepreneur who is ready to up-level in her mindset and her money. I am delighted to be able to share with you on today about a topic that you are going to be like, I needed this. You have an ability to use your voice, and I want to talk to a special guest today about how you can not just amplify that, but you're going to monetize that. I know, go ahead and give me two thumbs up for the ability to be able to monetize your voice. We're going to share this conversation with you and some really practical tips. But before I go into all the juicy stuff, I want you guys to be introduced to our guest for today. Laura Lewis is one amazing being that I have had the opportunity to meet and get to know over the years, and she is the founder of the Couch to Podium Academy. This academy consists of a Facebook community, some courses, retreats, seminars, a mastermind, and Dr. Lewis teaches therapists, counselors, and entrepreneurs all about the business side of speaking. She's been able to book over 400 speaking engagements last year alone and has built a steady stream of speaking engagements. She conducted over 100 paid speaking engagements nationally and internationally. She has negotiated, this is important, travel and expenses along with $3,000 for speaking fees. Dr. Lewis's clients have launched paid speaking engagements, developed retreats, and launch programs. I am delighted that you get the opportunity to hear more from her today. But Laura, go ahead and greet us and let us know how you're doing.
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I love, love, love talking about mindset because I believe that when we have the right mindset, it takes us exactly where we want to go. That's how we are able to manifest things. It first starts in our mind. So I'm super excited to have this conversation.
Yes, because I think many times as entrepreneurs and speakers, we forget the power mindset or don't even understand it. And Laura, I know from your own personal experience, as well as individuals who you walk with, you have definitely some good nuggets to share with the audience about this. So we're going to just jump into some conversation about it. Tell me from your perspective, what are the three mistakes new speakers make when they're starting out speaking and then charging to speak?
I know for myself, when I first started to charge for speaking, I had this like imposter syndrome of like, who am I to do this thing? Like, who am I to say that I'm a speaker? Who am I to charge? So all of the things around like imposter syndrome came up for me. And initially it definitely got in the way of negotiating, which is another mistake that I think that a lot of new speakers make, is just so excited to be chosen that not even thinking to negotiate anything, like not negotiating for the to be paid or not negotiating for to share what you have to offer. Like, it's just not negotiating at all is a major mistake that I see that speakers make.
And you bring up two important ones, this excitement about being a speaker. Laura, I've been there, and I think that's a part of the journey, but at some point you got to want to grow and expand beyond that. And then knowing that you have the ability to negotiate, you did mention in some of the things that you've accomplished about your ability to negotiate, what would you share with somebody who is like, listen, I don't know if I can do that, or should I do that? What would you offer them?
I would say remind yourself of what you have done in the past. Like, I know for myself, like being in graduate school, it was an investment just to get this degree. And there were some challenging times. There were some moments where, you know, it cost a lot. It cost a lot, not just in time, but in financial, fiscal investments. And so I think you have to remind yourself of what you have accomplished. I know that has helped me. Anytime I make my student loan payments, I'm reminding myself of there has to be a return on investment, you know, with the things that I do. And so for that new speaker out there who is feeling like, gosh, I don't know about this. I don't know if I have what it takes. I would encourage you to just really remind yourself of what you have overcome in the past. Remind yourself of the credibility that you bring to the marketplace. Even if it hasn't been that you have charged before, I think, you know, experience, that's something that definitely speaks for itself. So for me as a therapist, doing therapy for over 15 years, like that is something that when I started speaking, that was a part of the negotiation. So even though like when I first started, I didn't have a whole lot of experience in speaking, the experience that I had as a therapist, I brought that to the table with me.
I love how you share that, because somebody's thinking, I don't know if I have something to speak about, but you basically gave some information about what do you have experience in, because it's possible that that could be something you could speak about. Laura knows, but I'm also a therapist. My audience is aware of that. And I realized, Laura, when I started saying the same things over and over again, it was time to take it to a bigger platform and speak about it, because it told me that there's a need for this information. And there are individuals who are interested in what I had to say. So that's another great, I think that's what you gave as far as, that's a mindset shift in itself, right? Sometimes we tell ourselves it has to be something really big that I have to speak about, when it could be just something from experience or something that you're already doing. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, so say for example, you are a mother and you've been able to learn how to effectively discipline your child, or you have a child that has ADHD and you figured out how to navigate the school system in such a way where they're able to get accommodations. Those are things that you may not have like training in, but your lived experience is something that you can share with the audience. And you can be paid for sharing that experience.
Major. I definitely can see I've made some pivots myself. This is just personal, as you brought up a personal one, to speak about with mental health and managing being a mom that's homeschooling children and running two businesses. Like, that's something that I could really share about how to balance it all and do it well. So I'm hoping that as you're listening to this, you're saying, wow, that's a mindset shift. Like, I've been talking myself out of opportunities that I really could be speaking about and getting paid for. So Laura, tell us what is, or how can your mindset as a entrepreneur get in the way of you making money? Because listen, we started the business because we wanted to make a profit, or at least that's what most of us did.
Right. Absolutely. And I know in my profession as a psychologist, a lot of times, like, we are just like moderate, like just giving ourselves to the profession of like just martyrdomhood of like, oh, I just want to help people. And I believe that you can do both. And so that's one mindset shift of believing that you can help people and also you can get paid at the same time. I think also another mindset shift is knowing that, you know, your gifts are worthy of compensation. For someone to show up and hear you speak and that changed their life. Like, I'm a couples therapist. And so when someone shows up and they may be on the brink of divorce and they make a decision to come to a workshop that I'm doing on rebuilding trust, and then now they're able to stay married, they're able to navigate some of the issues around communication. And so I think when you really get clear on the value that you bring to the marketplace, that's one mindset shift of this is gonna save people thousands upon thousands of dollars, because they're able to get a nugget that helps them stay married, or they're able to learn a skill set that allows for them to monetize and make money. And so I think getting clear about the value that you bring to the marketplace, like really clear about what's the cost of people not taking action? Like, if people don't hear you speak, what's the cost of that? Like, say, for example, it's a corporation that you are looking to speak at, and you're going to teach them how to have diversity and inclusion programs. And if they don't, then they run the risk of being sued because of microaggressions in the workplace, or saying something to an employee that doesn't honor the diversity that that employee brings to the table. And so I think when you help the corporation or the wherever the places that you're speaking understand the value of what you bring to the table, then it makes it so much easier for them to make a decision.
I love how you broke that down about being clear on the value that you bring. And, you know, as healers, as helpers, as speakers, those who are transformers and just heart-centered individuals, we really struggle with putting a monetary value on what we do. And especially if it's a gift, right? If it just comes natural for you, it can be very challenging to put an amount on it. But when you broke that down, Laura, and I thought about that corporation, when we think about lawsuits, you're talking about millions potentially of dollars that they could be losing if they are in some type of court battle around that. And no company that I know wants to lose that much money. So being able to really make it practical for your area could really help you to get that clarity around the value. Do you have another nugget around a mindset that could be getting in the way of them making the money that they really want?
I think one mindset shift is really getting clear about what exactly you want. Like, for me, it feels good to me to speak about twice a month and charge about $10,000 per speaking engagement. And it feels good to me to travel once a month and then do local speaking engagements for once a month. And so I think when you have clarity around what the goal is, then it makes it easier to let your yeses be your yes and let your no be your no, and not walk away from any agreements that don't really align with what you want your life to look like. And so sometimes people can say yes to so many things that they're worn out, they're exhausted, and they're doing all of the things for free. But when you're clear about, okay, this is what it costs to manage my lifestyle, the lifestyle that I want to live, then it makes it easier to say no to those opportunities that aren't in alignment with ultimately how you want to live.
I love that, being clear on what you want. And you're probably right. Many times we're not clear. And as you broke it down to say two speaking engagements a month, this is how much I want to be paid for it, and it aligns with the lifestyle that I want to live, that feels really good, Laura. So I know that probably took you some practice or some trial and error to get to that place, but you're here and you're like, this is what I want. So get really clear on what you want it to look like for you. I remembered I had to come to reality myself, Laura. I was thinking, you know what? I want to have all these speaking engagements. And then I was like, how's that going to fit in my life? Like, I have three kids. I have the practice. How is that going to look? And it didn't feel good because I felt overwhelmed and stressed. And I was like, this isn't working. So you might have to try a few different things to get there, ladies. But I wanted to encourage you, as Laura has shared, to do that. So Laura, someone is thinking already like, oh, I think I have some mindset blocks. I am already seeing them as this conversation is going along, and I want to be free. I want to shift. I want to change. How would you share with that individual about how to release those mindset blocks so they can get started speaking and get those paid speaking engagements?
I think it first starts with getting focused, really getting focused about the things that are in alignment with what you want to happen. So one of the things that I do is I write things down. Sometimes my husband's like, what is this? Like, you got all these notes everywhere. But I love seeing like visual reminders of what my goals are. So I have a big like dry erase board that I look at every morning. And so that's kind of that visual reminder of this is where I'm headed. And so it's not enough just to write the goal down. So there's a scripture that says, write the vision, make it plain, so then the see it can run with it. And so I think it's about writing it down, but then also you have to take inspired action. So some of the inspired action that I teach my clients in my Couch to Podium Academy is that's part of it is shooting your shot, like shooting your shot and letting people know that you exist. So that might include putting on your social media profile that you are a speaker. That might include like making a post like, hey, I'm speaking at this organization. If you are looking for a speaker that speaks on stress management, then you can book me by calling this number. It may look like making calls to organizations, conferences, corporations that are in alignment with where you want to speak to and really shooting your shot, like having conversations, enrollment conversations about what you have to offer. But I think it's key that it's written down and that you are taking consistent inspired action. And so for me, that includes blocking out time on my calendar to have enrollment conversations with corporations.
I love you started with focus, like knowing kind of what you want and then being really focused and intentional with making it happen, creating that list and doing the things that you have on the list to move you forward. That can help release so many mindset blocks, because a lot of the times our mindset blocks keep us stagnant, right? Or keep us stuck and not moving forward. Yes. So Laura, I know a lot of times my audience thinks that as an expert, we have always been in this space or we've always gotten these things right. But I know, and we know, that that's not true. So what has been your biggest mindset block? We'd love to hear what it is. How did you overcome that so that the listeners will think, oh, if she did it, I can do it too?
I think my biggest mindset block was that I could do it. Like just believing that I could do it. I didn't really see any successful business owners in my family. My dad was an entrepreneur, like, but he left the business to be with my granddad because my granddad had gotten sick. And so he moved back to Pensacola where we're from. And so when I told him that I wanted to start a company, he just was like, you need to get you a good government job, like, because he worked for the Air Force for 30 years, and he was all about get you a good government job, work that job for 30 years and retire. And I was working in a college counseling center at the time, and I had to be making like, I want to say like $12 an hour. And I was just like, you know, I love the work that I was doing, but I felt God whisper me, there is more. And I was scared. I was scared because I didn't know how to get started. Like I had no clue how to get started. And I had the security of the job, but, you know, sometimes things could feel safe, but not really be safe. Like, it was security, but I mean, I just knew there was more. And so I started to pitch myself to what's called CEU organizations, continuing education unit organizations. And one picked me up and they were like, hey, like we want to do this 30 city contract where they was flying me into these different cities. But the thing is, like, I couldn't do that with my job. Like I couldn't be taking off work every other day. Like that wasn't going to work. And so it really took a leap of faith to say, you know what, I'm going to release this job so that I can step more fully into my calling. And it was scary. It was so scary. And in the beginning there were times when I struggled, but I think that's part of a pathway of success, is you have to be willing to fall on your face and dust your knees off, get up your elbows, pick yourself back up and keep going. And now as a result of taking that leap, I've traveled all around the world. I've gone to over 20 countries. My work has been featured in Cosmopolitan Magazine, Wall Street Journal, NBC, like all over. I've been to countries like Brazil, Barcelona, Haiti. I mean, all over, but it never would have happened if I would have stayed in that college counseling center job. It wouldn't have happened.
Yes, it sounds like you said yes at some point to something that was bigger than where you were, or even bigger than who you thought you were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what so many of the listeners are thinking. Like, I know there's so much more. My audience, you know that you started your business because it was more than just a business for you. It was a calling, and you wanted to step into it. And some of you are still on that comfort zone. And as I heard Laura share, she had to get beyond that comfort zone. That was that mindset block to move into something that was bigger than where she was at the time. What would you say, Laura, about another mindset or any other things in regards to monetizing their speaking business? What would you say? Anything else for the listening audience?
There are a couple things. One is you have to find your space of like your unique selling proposition. And that's like your USP. That's the thing that makes you unique, the thing that makes you different. When I speak, I think the people that book me to speak like that I'm down to earth, that I give real life examples, that I talk about, you know, the things that are actively working for me in booking over 1,000 speaking engagements at this point. And so I think you have to find that thing inside you, that thing that makes you unique. Maybe it's like your Southern accent, or maybe it's your faith, or, you know, just kind of find that thing that makes you different, that makes you stand out in a crowded marketplace. The other thing is, it's important to have support. It's so important to hire and invest in your skill sets. For me, I invested in a mastermind, and that mastermind was $15,000. And it allowed for me to be in a space that I had like a cocoon, like other entrepreneurs that were operating at a seven-figure level, that allowed for me to be able to just get nourishment. And so it may not be that for you. I mean, it may look like something different, but definitely invest in your craft. That was definitely a game changer for me. I wouldn't take anything away from my investments in my training experiences, because it allowed for me to have expedient growth in a quick amount of time. If I was just trying to learn it on my own, then it would have been challenging. The other thing that's helped me also is investing in support. So I have a massage therapist that comes to my house once a week. I have a virtual assistant that works for me 40 hours a week and helps manage my social media. I have a housekeeper. And so it's just all of these things that help me be able to just focus on only the things that I can do, because I'm operating from a full tank. And I didn't start there. Certainly I didn't start there. But maybe you could start with hiring someone part-time even I think I started with like 10 hours a month. My first VA worked for me for 10 hours a month, and it was like $5 an hour. And so if you can have someone manage some of the more smaller tasks so that you can focus just on the things in your genius, that's what I recommend for my speaking clients, so that you're not doing all of the things. You know what I mean?
I think that is a perfect way to kind of segue into this last part of it, because you're right. A lot of people ask me a lot, how do you do it all? And my answer is, I don't. And I think that's an important piece, as we're talking about the power of your voice and amplifying it and monetizing it, is letting go of the mindset that you have to do it all. You can choose it. There's another saying, Laura, that says, because you can doesn't mean you should. And that is so, so important. And you have worked towards that. And so if you're on your journey and you're saying, I'm just starting out and I am not there yet, keep going. Implement the things that Laura has shared and you will be on your way to that place. And if you're at the other end and you're saying, I am so ready to step into that, go ahead, make with yourself a commitment today about what you're willing to do differently to move forward. Laura, I already know my listeners are thinking, how can I connect with her? Tell me more. Go ahead, share with the listening audience about how they can do that.
How you can connect with me is I have a Facebook group. It's called Pay to Speak, and definitely connect with me on there. There are over 3,000 speakers in there that are sharpening their craft. And then also one of the things I'm super excited about is the Couch to Podium Conference, which I'm so excited that you're going to be speaking at. That's coming up November 13th and November 14th. And so we're going to be talking about branding. We're going to be talking about like how to follow up. Because I know for myself, when I first started speaking, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make the call and then they will call me back if they want me to speak. But it really does not work that way. There is a science to the follow-up process. And so that's what we're gonna be talking about at the conference, how to negotiate confidently, how to brand yourself as a speaker, and also going in more in-depthly to how to overcome some of the mindset challenges that oftentimes gets in the way of us even like showing up to the negotiation table.
All important pieces, all the how-tos, right? That's what gets us caught up. It's usually we are excited about the idea and the how-tos are what gets us stuck. So Laura, tell them again the date of the conference and how they can find out more.
Absolutely. So the conference is November 13th and November 14th. And you can go to couchtopodium.com.
All righty. Well, Laura, I appreciate that you have joined us on Mindset and Money. And thank you for sharing your expertise as well as your experiences. Ladies, we have done another episode of Mindset and Money, and you already know we can't talk business unless we talk about mindset and money. I will see you in the next edition of this, and I can't wait to see you there. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mindset and Money. If you liked our show and want to check out more about what we do, check us out at www.nataliewarren.com and leave us a review as well. Join us for next week for another edition of Mindset and Money.